Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Everyone, welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of our guest experts are based on the Noble Book of Quran and the Hadith from Holy Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. They also take help from the narrations of the Noble Imams. Well, today our guest speaker is Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, who has a Hausa plus psychology background. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much, sister.
Now we have a very concerning question from a parent, and I am reading it. Lately, my child has started rolling their eyes at me, speaking back in a rude tone or just shutting down when I ask something. I honestly don't know where they learned this. How should I respond when it happens? I want to correct the behavior, but I don't want to fight fire with the fire and yell at them. What would the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, do in that moment?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first thing when the parent is speaking to the child and they are speaking back in a rude way and like rolling the eyes or using harsh tone, that is the place where you have to stop the conversation. Number one, you will stop the wait a second. And you are not going to respond to them in an angry tone.
Mm-hmm.
This is no to it, okay?
So your only response is they're
like,
silent.
Okay, stop. Okay, fine. Then you will make the eye contact. Because the eyes were harsh towards you, rude towards you. They were rolling up and down and stuff. You will make an eye contact and you will say, the way you spoke to me was really disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the way I want you to do. I know you can speak to me in a respectful way.
All
as
right.
Well.
So you're telling them you have the potential.
You have the potential, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it. Like, you can speak in a respectful way. You can speak to me in a polite way. You can say the same thing in a better manner. Let's
and
try.
I know this is not you.
This is not you, example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing. Let's try it once again. You maintain your calm. The parent maintains his or her calm. And you will tell the child, just now what you have said, repeat it in a better way.
Mm.
The child, because the parent is not furious, this will bring the anger of the child and rudeness of the child normally.
Yeah.
If the child is still rude, no example, okay? I don't want to say, hold on a second.
Mm.
I know you can do it. Say it. Look at me. Look at me. I'm speaking to you in a calmer way. You can also speak to me in a calmer way.
Yeah.
We can be calm in a manner which is being polite towards each other,
yeah.
which is
not disrespectful.
Yeah. So let's speak together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In this way, the child gets more calmer and normally this works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is the main thing. Like, if the child goes ahead like and shuts the door, and there are other techniques, of course. But when the child is being rude or rolling the eyes, this is the first thing. Number two, if the child doesn't agree, you will ask the child, hold on a second. The child is still like rolling the eyes and is having a bit of harsh tone.
Mm-hmm.
Whom do you love the most? Me or the Holy Prophet, example.
Mm-hmm.
The child will say, the Holy Prophet,
mm-hmm.
okay, because of the upbringing. This is the methodology of the upbringing. The children should love the Holy Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, of
more,
course,
yeah,
than the parents. So yeah, the parents are like the secondary. In the first place, it's Allah and the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran, of course. Yeah, the Holy Prophet. Okay. Whom do you love the most? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or your parents? Okay, mm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay,
right.
Fine. What will Allah love it? Like, what will Allah like? Because Allah is seeing me in a calm way, Allah loves me for sure.
Yeah.
Does Allah love you in that manner? Are you calm? Does the Holy Prophet love you in this way? Like you are rude towards your parents? Now you're taking a step higher.
Yeah.
Okay. You are taking the child from your love towards the love of the Holy Prophet.
Right.
Towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the love of Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran.
Right. This becomes more engaging now, and we'll discuss it in detail after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya muqiyal khayrat. Ya muqiyal khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette, so that in their grown-up age, they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here. And you're helping us with the child who is rolling eyes and being rude and talking in a tone that is disrespectful. And I guess many parents do face that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
a common
problem.
A lot of parents face the tantrums are normal. Like, you know, the tantrums when they are too young are normal. When they are teen, when they're going through the puberty, it's normal. When they are in their like adolescent age, it's normal. When they're adolescent, it's like the tantrums and the urge to make a decision, because
mm-hmm.
they are like they feel that they are adults now.
Yeah.
Okay, but they still are connected towards their childhood, so they can't make decisions in the way like just like the adults do, of course. Not all the adults again over here, anyways. So yeah, it's very important that you maintain your calmness over here. So example about the Holy Quran, you can say wabil walidaini ihsana, and be good towards do ihsan, like to be good
parents.
Towards your parents, yeah. And you can bring a lot of ahadith from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, from the Holy Prophet. Like whenever the Holy Prophet would meet the kids, he would say them salam in the first place, he would play with them, and you can say like, okay, so the Holy Prophet was calm. So,
and you know, there's also an instance like where all the children, they did a meeting and they said, today we will be the first to say salam, and they remain hidden, and yet Prophet is the one again.
My salams to those children who are behind the wall.
Yeah.
Ya Rasulullah. Again, it's not like, okay, the Holy Prophet wants to win over them.
Yeah.
It's about the humility.
Right.
Like his humbleness was such that he used to say salam. That was really amazing about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. So over here, you can say, okay, I'm following the Holy Prophet. I'm following the Holy Quran. How about yourself? Wabil walidaini ihsana. You're not doing ihsan over here.
You know, alhamdulillah, so that we are living here in the Islamic Republic of Iran, wherein I think these things are already taught to our children in the schools. Like, if parents fail somehow, but I think the schools are doing a great job by teaching these verses in the very first early ages of, like, I think my son was in the, he was 4 when this verse was taught to him.
Amazing.
Here
Mashallah.
In the school, and with the meaning. So like for the first time, he was the first who would recite this verse to me, and I was amazed. And I told him, do you know the meaning of the verse? And he said the meaning in 2 languages. So that was amazing. And alhamdulillah, we also have some TV programs here, because this is Islamic Republic.
Yeah.
So we have some TV programs that constantly tell these children how to respect your parents, and did you respect your parents today this way, or did you kiss the hands of your mother?
Mashallah.
And so so many other things. But, you know, unfortunately, not other nations, Muslims, are blessed in the same way. But I think, yes, the TV, the schools, the environment does have a huge role.
You know, in today's world, we can really download these episodes and stuff.
Yeah, have access.
Yeah, and we can put them on a USB drive, and we can connect it to our TV. Like, there are other options as well, like from the internet. See, when the TV is connected to the internet, this is normal. Like, you can play these kind of episodes and like, or a few movies as well, which are good, and few Islamic movies, example. Yeah, so which has this the angle of upbringing, what I mean, okay?
Yeah.
So this can be done. Indeed.
Yeah, inshallah. We'll discuss more with you. Let's take a short break here, and we'll get to the concluding part of today's session.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are concluding today's session. So we were discussing about the children who are rude, either through their rolling eyes or through their tones or through their words. So you gave us certain steps. How do parents deal with them? And if something is remaining, you can tell us in the concluding part.
Amazing. So how they respond or how they say something matters a lot than what they say, okay? So how are they responding to us? How are they saying? How are they putting forward is very important than what they say. Like, of course, what they say is also important, but how they say is the main thing, the main...
More important.
I would say the main part of upbringing, okay? And one of the things which is very important over here and should be taken into consideration is you can't label the child as a rude one. You are a rude child now. You see, you shouldn't label the child. So
even if they are rude.
Even if they are rude.
Don't
even
label
if they are rude,
them.
Because this label will stick in such a bad manner that, okay, the next time they will say to themselves,
yeah,
I am a rude child. Because my parents accept me as a rude child, I can be rude.
So not they give just themselves a license to be behaving that way.
Exactly. Not just in home and family places, even at school. Oh. I'm a rude child. Oh. Because I'm a rude child, I'm going to behave in a rude manner.
Oh.
So never ever, even
label.
If there is a quality of rudeness, but it's not permanent. The parent is making it permanent.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So I would
responding to it in a wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. So labels are very important. If you have to give a label to your child, give a positive label. Example, you are a child of calmness. You are a child who loves the Ahlul Bayt a lot.
Yeah.
You are a child who recites the Holy Quran.
Yeah.
You are the child who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
You are the child whom I know that you love me a lot. I love you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these are the labels. A friendly child,
mm-hmm.
a calm child, a patient child, an obedient child. So these labels should be given.
Are you trying to say that you are forcing a child to rethink about his behavior himself?
Yeah. Exactly. So the labels are very important. So even if the child is not obedient,
mm-hmm.
give them these labels.
All right.
Every now and then. Oh, where is my obedient child?
Mm-hmm.
Where is my brave child?
Mm-hmm.
You see, these things in upbringing, they play mm-hmm. a lot, like a big role. The labels, like this is something even the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam, then they used to call with names, of course, but they used to call with a lot of titles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ya Qurrat Aini, Ya Bid'ati, example, you see in Hadith al-Kissa, right? The Hadith al-Kissa, wassalamu alaykum, Ya Binti, wa Ya Bid'ati, oh my own self. that the part of my own self. وقرت عيني example وسمرت فؤادي, like when Sayyida Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha addresses her own children.
Yeah.
It's not like just if the son's name is Muhammad, always call him Muhammad. No, like an example, call with other labels. Oh my dear, where is my brave child today? What is my brave child doing? What is my obedient child doing? What is my calm child doing?
So all loving these child. Positive labels.
Exactly.
Have
yeah,
had
yeah. These
impact.
Are very important. And this one itself will help the child not to become rude. Inshallah.
Indeed. Inshallah. Thank you for your time. Thank you for those valuable insights. Thank you, dear listeners. And we hope all these insights are going to help you to be better parents, as Islam expects us to be. Thank you for tuning in. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete